Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He, of course, is the play-by-play voice, longtime play-by-play voice of Georgia State Athletics. You can follow Dave on Twitter at GA State Voice as we'll take a look here at the Georgia State Panthers. Dave, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes this evening.
Yeah, always appreciate it, John. It's that time of year again as we get ready to kick this thing off pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take one step back and go back to last year. Obviously, things didn't get off to the start that Coach Elliott and his team wanted at 1-4. But what do you attribute that 7-1 run after that to? What was there anything that you thought was kind of the difference or something that you saw differently that this team just rolled through the rest of the season?
Well, I think it all started in the second half at Chapel Hill when we played at North Carolina. They made a quarterback change. And, you know, Cornelius Brown had been coming off of what was a pretty good season 2 years ago and obviously was the front runner. But, you know, we lost to Army in the first game pretty badly and then lost at North Carolina. So, you know, coming out of that half, they decided, Coach Elliott and the staff decided to make the switch at quarterback and the Furman transfer, Darren Granger, who was number two, took the reins of the quarterback position. And then he made a change as well at running back. And if you look back, Granger had a really strong finish, after taking over. And Destin Coates, you know, going into last year was the number one running back on the depth chart. Well, by the time it was all said and done, 7 wins later, because they won 7 of their last 8 football games, Granger was entrenched as your starting quarterback. And 2 really good stories, Tucker Gregg, who going back was a walk-on, and Jamias Williams, who was a South Carolina transfer as a DB, they really were your 1-2 running backs. And by the time they were all done, they combined for 18 touchdowns and just about 1,800 yards between the two of them. So you, from an offensive standpoint, you could really look at those two. And right there is a big, big change from the first 2 ball games.
So let's look at the offense, Dave. You mentioned Tucker Gregg. This feels like, you know, it was almost a 1,000-yard season. I think 9 touchdowns last year, like you mentioned. This feels like he's about to have one of those breakout years. And I know he's preseason second team, Sun Belt, but it feels like he's about to have a monster year at running back for them.
Well, let's hope so. You're right. He was just under 1,000 yards a year ago, 953 with 9 touchdowns. He's a straight-on runner, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, but he tries to and basically does run over people, really kind of a cross between a running back and a fullback. He's that strong. He averages about 5 yards a carry. And again, Jamias Williams, take nothing away. Jamias had a fantastic year. He averaged almost 7 yards per carry. He had 9 touchdowns and had 859 yards rushing. But, you know, again, Tucker, if you look back, one of his better games was at Auburn. When, you know, I can say it, we should have left Auburn with a win in that game a year ago. But Tucker had 2 runs, 50 yards plus. He burned Auburn for a 50-yarder and then a little later a 57-yarder. So he certainly has the capability. If the hole is there long enough and it's just big enough, he'll find it. And once he's in it, he's got the power to bust through and break tackles. He's that strong of a runner. Jamias is a strong runner, too. He's just a little more shifty with the ability to go to your right or to your left.
So Granger, a dual-threat quarterback, but, you know, the one thing about Granger, you know, I would assume that the coaches are looking for more accuracy, just under 60% completion percentage. Has that been a focus in his offseason, is getting him to be a more accurate passer? Because, look, this team does have a lot of wide receivers and a lot of pass catchers available. How important is getting the accuracy thing for Granger up and making him a better passer?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No question. And like I said, you know, he kind of found himself in a little bit of a tough situation, you know, going into the third game last year, coming out of that North Carolina game. You're right. He was just under 60%. But I will say, you know, he threw for 19 touchdowns. The positive on the other side of that, he was only intercepted four times. One of those was, you know, a throw at Auburn that, you know, got picked off. It was kind of a desperation pass. So, you know, his touchdown to interception ratio a year ago was pretty good, but sure, there's plenty of guys to throw to, including our returning leading receiver Jamari Thrash from a year ago. If he could get that up into the, you know, 64-65% completion rate, with the way we're able to run the football and the fact that we only lost one starter off the offensive line, a pretty good player who's out in Seattle trying to make the Seahawks roster, and Shamarius Gilmore. So we've got a pretty experienced offensive line returning, which bodes well not only for Granger to hopefully get that percentage up, but it bodes well for the guys that are carrying the football on the ground as well.
Voice of the Panthers, Dave Cohen, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotlines. We talk some Georgia State football. You mentioned the offensive line. It is a real strength. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they're the best offensive line in the Sun Belt this year, but they're right up there. Multiple kids that are going to be potential all-conference picks out there. This seems like, you know, this is really starting to become a strength. This and pass catching for Georgia State, that's been like one of the things that seems like that these have started to really become strengths for this Georgia State program. And this offensive line, I think, is going to be really good.
No question. With the guys that are coming back, and they're guys that not only started last year, but the guys – there are guys that have been in the program now for the last two, three, 4 years, even including that COVID year. Of the eight guys that were named preseason all Sunbelt Conference, two of them, center Malik Sumter and Travis Glover, last year, you know, one of the tackles, you know, they're among those eight. They're both back, both healthy, ready to go. Pat Bartlett's been in the program now for a number of years, as has Jonathan Bass. Again, depending upon what they do with, you know, putting pieces in to fill slots, the left guard spot, which is where Shamarius was, technically is up for grabs unless they move Glover inside. But, you know, a few of the names that are out there that are battling for that are Avery Reese and Mason Cook and Luis Cristobal and an Eastern Illinois transfer and Bryson Broadway. So plenty of names, guys that have been in the program now for the last two, 3 years in that backup role, that hopefully, knock on wood, they stay healthy, can be plugged in to fill the spot left open by Gilmore's departure.
All right, Dave, let's switch over to the defensive side of the football. Defensively, this was a pretty good run defense. They were a top half in college football last year as far as yards and yards per carry and things like that. The pass defense, you know, and again, this has been kind of one of those things that, you know, sometimes giving up those big plays, getting off the field on third down. I want to say that they were 109th in the country in passing yards allowed last year. They get to the quarterback, so they at least do that. Talk to me about a little bit about the defense, what we can expect this year out of them.
Well, let's hope they can replicate what they did a year ago, John. They set school records with 38 sacks, 92 tackles for loss. They had 11 interceptions. The hit stick, Antavius Lane, had 5 of them. They return many, many faces on the defensive side of the football, led right up front by Thomas Gore and Jeff Clark. Gore had 45 tackles, almost 10 tackles for loss. Clark really came on strong down the stretch last year in his role. One of the better stories has been Jameel Muhammad. You know, he transferred to Georgia State after starting out as a quarterback at Vanderbilt. I don't know how many reps he got at QB at Vanderbilt. It wasn't a lot, but he comes to Georgia State as a quarterback. And next thing you know, because of our quarterback situation, they're moving him to the defensive side of the football. And even changed positions within the defense. But, boy, he has really become a factor, you know, on the defensive side a year ago with 6 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. Kind of like that rush end. I think some schools call it a bandit. He has really, really been an impact player since coming over and learning. And then,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Becoming adjusted to and comfortable working on the defensive side of the ball. Again, Antavius Lane really made an impact right from the moment he stepped onto Center Park Stadium turf. Again, 82 tackles a year ago with 5 interceptions to lead the way. But the two guys that are what I call are Batman and Robin right in the middle, Blake Carroll last year with 89 tackles, 12 tackles for loss, 6 sacks, and Jordan Venziel, 97 tackles. He was our leading tackler a year ago, a real go-getter, a real runner-downer, and he had 8 tackles for loss, 4 sacks. I know I'm throwing some stats out, but those two guys, Jordan and Blake, really are the straw, in my opinion, that stirs the drink in the middle, because they know what they've got behind and they can see right in front of them. Guys, again, you know, like Thomas Gore, Trey Moore, and Jeff Clark, what's going on up front? They're really the two, you know, that kind of anchor that defense. And they bring back a lot of experience between the two of them. And I think that bodes obviously really, really good for Georgia State defensively this year against what is going to be a very, very difficult schedule, maybe the most difficult schedule that a Georgia State team heading into its 13th season has faced.
You know, the voice of Georgia State, Dave Cohen, joined us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. You know, Dave, I had a chance last year before the season to spend some time. We did a tour of the facility, spent some time with Coach Elliott. And, you know, Coach Elliott feels like the perfect fit for this program, that he feels like the perfect guy in the right spot and things like that. I mean, without getting into too much things, do you get the sense that he is very comfortable to be here, that he's not necessarily looking for something bigger, better? I know he's been, you know, the coach at South Carolina before, but this feels like a perfect fit of coach and program. Is that the sense you get? Do you get the sense that he's going to be here for a long time with this program?
Well, John, nowadays when you say a long time, what does that really mean in the world of college athletics? But, no, listen, you know, he's great to me, so I say that up front. But I think he was a fantastic and has been a fantastic hire with what he's done with the program since coming in as the third head coach at Georgia State. He's really done and put Georgia State football above and beyond on the map where it was coming out of Bill Curry and Trent Miles. You know, he's got Georgia State in position. When he got here the year before, we were 3-9, and there was just so much work to be done. But if you know him and know the kind of person that he is, and even look back at the kind of player that he was as a collegiate player at at Appalachian State. Again, a great leader of young men and football players, as a guy who has walked the walk and talked the talk. He's got Georgia State in position right now, John, in a very, very improved Sun Belt Conference and a really, really challenging Sun Belt Conference Eastern Division, right at the top with Appalachian State and Coastal Carolina. And that's not discounting, you know, Georgia Southern, Marshall, Old Dominion, and James Madison, because, you know, they're tough teams too. But, you know, the next goal, they've been to three bowl games in the last 4 years. They've won back-to-back bowl games, you know, last year winning the Camellia Bowl on Christmas Day. The next goal, and he'll say it, and the coaches will say it, and the players will say it, as they continue to improve this program, is to continue to put Georgia State football in position to win the Sun Belt East and compete for a Sun Belt Conference championship. And with the roster they've got this year, depending on how things play out with a difficult schedule, they could very well be in position to do that.
Yep, South Carolina, North Carolina start off the year. It's certainly not easy. And then Coastal Carolina is early as well. Follow him all season long on his Twitter page, at GA State Voice. We'll be talking to Dave throughout the season. Dave Cohen joined us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Dave, as always, man, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes tonight, and we'll be definitely talking throughout the season.
All right, John, I appreciate it. Always good to be on with you, and as we always say down here, go Panthers!
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.